Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is noodle slurping. As I stood in the airport in a semi-trance, my sense of smell nagged at me, pulling the sleeve of my observational systems overall, and then my eyes in particular. A young woman, sitting in one of those airport chairs which we all know are designed to make us uncomfortable, sat slurping noodles. She twirled her plastic fork around the noodles while her eyes tracked whatever it was on her phone. She worked on this meal, balancing a styrofoam container tray on her long legs. Though she seemed to be of college age, she balanced a large, stuffed toy bear on her knees, too. The bear wore a faded denim coat with an upturned collar. She dreamily toggled back and forth between her phone, fork, bear, and the noodle slurping. I would maintain that there are two chefs who have led the mania for noodle slurping on a more mass level as of late. They are David Chang and Ivan Orkin, or in the latter's case, when going by his public name, Ivan Ramen. The first time I had a proper bowl of ramen was at the original David Chang restaurant, Momofuku. That little counter in Manhattan woke a lot of New Yorkers up to the perfect balance of ramen and the technique of properly eating the deeply satisfying bowl of wonder it can be. There may be those that idolize the meaty broth, and there may be those that swoon over the tremulous egg one breaks and takes succor from. But the noisiest aficionados broadcast their ardor when they slurp their noodles. David Chang has moved on to become well-known for a number of other things in cuisine. He is currently proffering crispy chicken a colonel could crave. But the quiet, almost unlikely folk hero of ramen, Ivan Ramen indeed, is still nearly singular in his devotion to what happens in making that dish featuring noodles. He has a whole book on it, in fact. I find his quest for perfection no less noble than an Olympic discus hurler's or an Indy pit crew team trying to carve microseconds off of a tire change. We need our passionate seekers in cuisine. They help the herd reach much further. The herd, though, must be willing to seem rude and seemingly bereft of common table manners. Blame it on the noodles. The Chinese likely invented ramen, but the Japanese amplified it. The situation is this. A noodle master creates the Zen ultimate of noodles. The ramen chef makes sure the noodles are cooked exactly perfectly. This is a science to experience. The slurping cools off the mouthful of noodles just enough to tolerate them in one's mouth so as not to be burned. Handy if you don't like pain. Like a wine lover, aerating wine by a similar, though much quieter, technique, this broadcasts the flavors of the noodles and the broth, etc., to one's palate as one chews and swallows. The texture of the carefully crafted noodles quickly turns to a mushy one, and the art of the noodle makers is ruined. The sucking sound goes counter to almost every Westerner's notion of how to behave in a restaurant. In Japan, and now the noodle temples of America, it would be taken as a lack of enjoyment and hence respect to the chef, if not making a racket when eating noodles. Noodle slurping takes place in many arenas, but ramen is the super bowl of the sport. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. And again, I can taste the chicken and tomatoes.